WFSU took a trip to Taylor County where Hurricane Idalia devastated the area. It's been 1 year since the Category 3 storm made landfall in Keaton Beach, and there are still some visible reminders of that storm.
We were without power for 2 weeks and still had cleanup the whole rest of the month on September.
David and Leslie Hall own Spring Warrior Fish Camp in nearby Perry. They say since Idalia, business has been a bit unpredictable. During a tour of the place, Leslie said that her business attracts hundreds of fishermen from across the Big Bend to the area. They all come here to fish or hunt for scallops in a nearby creek.
It was so busy out here. There was no place to park. The place was full. And then it's just storms.
Last year, conditions were so bad after the storm that Leslie and her husband had no choice but to temporarily close down, which meant no money was being made.
We still had people that were calling and said, hey, are you too bad for us to come? And we were like, you can't even get a vehicle down here. The roads are blocked. It was bad. It was really bad.
The Halls say they spent $10,000 replacing roofs and installing a new fish cleaning station that Idalia destroyed. Spring Warrior Fish Camp is now back up and running, and David says is here to stay.
We're just taking it one day at a time, and we're letting our customers know, hey, we're back open. We're here. We haven't gone anywhere. The storms couldn't take us out, so we'll be here for many years to come, I hope.
But what about Perry's lumber industry?
Everyone is sort of scrambling around, just trying to do whatever it is we can do to move forward and help the community.
Don Perez is the executive director for the Taylor County Tourism Development Council. Her team is working to recover jobs and bring more money to the county amid the post-hurricane closure of two major job creators in the area.
The county has been working really hard through some grants that they received to put together a strategic plan on how to move forward. Also, the Taylor County Development Authority has hired a consultant, and also they've hired a new director.
Georgia Pacific closed its paper mill in November of 2023. Then the West Fraser Mill laid off 126 employees before closing its sawmill facility in Perry this past March. Both closures came just months after Idalia hit the area, and before the area could fully get back on its feet, Hurricane Debbie struck just this past month. The Tourism Development Council's Perez says officials have been going over plans that would improve Perry's downtown area and bring more retail stores to the community in an effort to stem the effects of the job losses.
So everyone's got their little piece of the pie that they're working on, and everyone's working very hard to see to it that Perry survives this, and we will.
For education, the Taylor County School District is undergoing a $10.1 million repair and replacement project. The district is using part of the money to put a new roof on Taylor County High School after Idalia destroyed it.
A hurricane can knock down trees, but it should knock down somebody's dreams.
John Grosskopf is the president of North Florida College. A month before Idalia hit, the institution opened a facility in Perry. It's the only campus in Taylor County, and Grosskopf says after Idalia, the school made sure their students had access to academic support and were fed thanks to food drives.
That Idalia event really helped us shake out a lot of deadwood from some of our operations, and it gave us a fresh perspective on just the extent of current needs and how really vulnerable this rural part of the state was to quick change.
Perry residents say they're hoping this past year will soon be behind them, and they're looking forward to something better this year. For WFSU News, I'm Adrian Andrews.